Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. This show is presented by Dr. Ben McMillan of the Neal Clinic, who's responsible for information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
How good?
So good.
I thought so.
I got you.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. I am a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. We're located on Creighton Road. Joining me this morning is Dr. Charles Neal. He is a retired chiropractor. He's also the founder of the Neal Clinic, who is still committed to patient education, because when you've been in the healthcare world for 38 years now, like he has, it is a maze, a very complex maze that you can get lost in, and we're here to help you navigate that maze. This morning, if you have any questions about arthritis, send us in a text message at 437-1620, and Jenna will let us know you sent us a text question.
Absolutely.
We left off last week talking about headaches and how Nextrain can trigger a bad headache. That's an important topic. We didn't finish it. It affects a lot of people, so let's clean that up this week. I want to mention some other concerns about other causes for headaches, like migraines or a tumor in your brain. So we'll finish up with some information on that. And we are going to talk about arthritis today, how it affects your spine, how much back pain or neck pain arthritis can cause, because you might be surprised. First of all, though, let's finish up discussion we started last week about the Nextrain and headaches.
And Nextrain is such a common headache trigger that most people really don't recognize, because it's typically not the most obvious cause. I mean, of course, sometimes when you really overdo it on one day, you know, you've just got a really hectic day, and you know, you're having the sore muscles and muscle spasms. Sure, that's the one, you know, okay, I overdid it. That's the Nextrain that is a little obvious, but you did it, you know, badly. You really overworked your neck that time. But sometimes there can be some causes that are a little more surprising. And I talk about this with patients at least a dozen times a week. You know, most Nextrain headaches kind of sneak up on you, and they create that bad morning headache when you wake up and it's just already there and you haven't even done anything. And there are two important parts to treating those. The first part is identifying the trigger. You know, what is it that you're doing that's the cause of straining your neck and causes that headache? And I'll tell you, there's some that you haven't really thought of. The second part is, how stable and structurally strong is your neck? And that's where the chiropractor comes in. If your neck is structurally a problem, then it's really easy to aggravate that neck pain and those muscles in your neck. You don't have to, you know, clean out the entire garage or paint the ceiling in the kitchen, you know, to trigger that headache. It can be something that's a little lesser and some unexpected things, because if your neck is already structurally compromised, it's really easy to strain and trigger the neck pain or the headaches. So let's talk about some of the structural stresses on your neck that you probably haven't thought of yet.
You're so right about talking with patients about headaches that come from neck problems like this a dozen times a week. I mean, in 37 years of practice, imagine how many times I had that discussion. It's the little things that you never thought of that can trigger those headaches. So today we're going to talk about the top three.
My number one is the grocery store. And you've probably never thought of a grocery store headache, but it happens. And the biggest contributor is the invention of those plastic grocery bags. Because if you're like me, you're going to hook, you know, 4, 5, maybe even more on each arm and try and get all those groceries into your house in one trip. I mean, some of us look pretty spectacular carrying all those bags in. But even that walk just from your car to your kitchen can strain the muscles around your upper shoulders and your neck if that area already has a little structural problem. So when you strain those shoulder and neck muscles, they're going to spasm up more than usual, and those muscles connect to the base of your skull. So the spasm pulling on your neck and head overnight can trigger that bad morning headache. You got to look for all those little odd stresses and even carrying of things, even if they're not really all that heavy, but the dragging down on your shoulders and stressing of those muscles that go up into the head and neck are one of the main causes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we talked last week about carrying suitcases. It's the infamous got a headache on vacation gig because you were carrying suitcases. It's the same things. You strain those muscles. You might not feel it right then and there, but they will be spasming, and they can trigger a neck strain headache usually the next day. So maybe you don't connect it with the grocery bags or the suitcases. And I'll tell you number two on our list of triggers, because this one really sneaks up on people. They rarely recognize it when it's happening. Have you ever been sitting or lying down with your neck in a bad position and you felt it really stiff or achy afterwards? Well, you know, of course you have. Everybody has. That stiffness in the neck, these are muscles starting to spasm up. That can trigger your headache, except that you don't always recognize it when you're doing it. One of the worst culprits for that, sitting in bed to watch TV. Here you are propped up on pillows or propped up against the headboard, and your neck is being pushed forward with your chin down on your chest. That can strain your neck when you sit there for, you know, a half hour or more to watch a program.
And that one is so common. And most people don't even recognize it. And how many times have you heard that, you know, patients try and tell me all the time, I've got this perfect pillow arrangement, you know, it doesn't really bother me, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah, and no.
Right? Exactly. You can tell me about this pillow arrangement all you want, I'll sit there and listen, but I'm telling you, it does stress your neck. Get a chair to watch TV, because there's really no way to sit up in bed for an hour without accumulating a lot of stress on your neck. And again, you may not feel it right then, but if it's straining those neck muscles with your lousy position, you may wake up with neck pain or a bad headache tomorrow. So my first at-home instruction for you, don't do that. You know, beds for sleeping, chairs for watching TV.
Yeah, and if you ever have had this issue, there's a good chance that a chiropractor can help stabilize the structure in your neck. So at least it's a lot less likely to happen. It's a pain to lose half of a day due to a headache. So give Dr. McMillan a call at the Neal Clinic, 479-SPINE, and tell him you want a consultation with the doctor. You'll sit down with him, and he'll hear the story and maybe help you with the triggers. We did promise three headache triggers today that you can work on to minimize neck strain headaches. And actually, this next one is a twofer. Cell phones and computers. Major advancements to civilization, but a big old strain on your neck. Cell phone is easy, of course. Please hold it up a little bit more in front of your face rather than down in your lap when you're looking at the phone.
This one is becoming so common. They've even coined a term recently, the tech neck. I mean, that is that's now a thing.
Yeah.
Especially with cell phones, like Dr. Neal was saying. Computer positioning, that issue may not be quite as obvious. You know, most people have their computer monitor a little bit too low, especially if you're using a laptop, right? And it's sitting on your lap. The ergonomic experts tell us that the monitor should be directly in front of you, not off to the side where, you know, you have to turn your head to one side or the other to look at it. And the center of your monitor should be just a little lower than eye level. So sit at your desk, you know, when you're at work today and check the height of your monitor. Usually it's going to be a little too low. So use some books or a box and put it underneath to raise it up a little bit. If you're using a laptop and it's in your lap, you know, try putting a pillow, or they make little stands that you can put your laptop in that, you know, go right fit on top of your lap. But whatever type of computer you are using, try and keep your head in a good position when you're working on your computer.
Yeah, this may seem like such a subtle thing, but I will tell you, a lot of patients have thanked me when they realized that sitting at their computer with their head just slightly misaligned for an hour or more has a cumulative effect. It really does stress your neck. It makes your neck hurt, and it might trigger one of those headaches. So fix that. Then go see your chiropractor to get your structural alignment corrected in the neck, because, you know, that's part of the problem. And when you see that television promo for Dr. Ho's amazing neck pain reliever, save your money. It's a little massager. It's not going to hurt anything, but it's not going to solve a structural problem in your neck that your chiropractor can help you with.
And this stuff has become an even bigger issue over the past year with so many more people working from home. You know, everybody at work, they sometimes their offices are really decked out with standing desks, really nice office chairs, and a good ergonomic setup because, again, that's the workplace. It's supposed to be designed for that. But, you know, in March of this past year, everybody got sent home from work, and now they're working from home. Or maybe you don't have that good desk chair or the perfect setup. So do try and take a look at that stuff. It is important, like Dr. Neil was saying, that repetitive stress. And we help a lot of patients with neck problems just like that. And you can do everything just right, but if you still have that structural problem in your spine, you need to find yourself a chiropractor. Give the clinic a call, 479-SPINE. Tell them Dr. McMillan said you need a consultation. You and I will sit down together and talk about your neck or your back problems, and that's my opportunity to decide if you're a good chiropractic patient. If you are, that's great news. You're in the right place. If I think there's a medical problem involved, you know, you're still in the right place because I can refer you to the doctor who should be treating you. That's the reason I never charge for a consultation, because that's our time to decide if chiropractic care is right for you or if we need a medical assessment first.
Yeah, speaking of medical referrals, here's a quick PSA on serious causes of headaches that are potentially emergency medical problems. If you're not one to have a lot of headaches and you have a sudden onset, worst headache of my life, go to the ER. This could be a stroke. It could be a bleed on your brain that needs emergency care. If you get a sudden onset headache that's causing blurry vision or double vision, again, hospital. This could be a bleed. This could be a temporal arteritis, which can be deadly and needs medical assessment right away. What they will do is a quick CT scan of your brain or maybe an ultrasound to check your arteries. But those are medical problems. And speaking of blurry vision and things that I've talked to patients about thousands of times, people so very often blame their headaches on vision problems. I'm here to tell you they're usually not. Unless you're wearing a pair of glasses that you found lying in the street, you know, they're not anywhere close to your proper prescription. Eyeglass prescription is rarely a cause of your headaches. See your chiropractor first. But I will throw in a plug here for my optician and optometrist friends. Get your eyes checked every couple of years, especially if you're having some vision changes. When they look in your eyes, they're looking back in the back of your eyeball. They're looking at the macula. They're looking at the blood vessels in the back of your eyes. They can see early signs of some diseases, plaquing in the arteries, diabetes. They can see signs of macular degeneration that can leave you blind if not treated early. So lots of valuable information can be gained from a simple eye exam.
And we promised we would get into a little bit about arthritis problems in the spine, so we better get started on that. And we'll probably have to carry it over, probably a little bit into next week also, but let's get rolling on some arthritis.
Yeah, arthritis is a multi-show subject, no question. But I tell you, arthritis is really important to spine problems, and it is so badly misunderstood. That's another one that I have spent many hours discussing with patients, because a lot of pain gets blamed on arthritis when it really isn't arthritis. In years of practice, I've had dozens of patients come in and tell me, I've got a hopeless situation. I went to my MD. The doctor told me that I have degenerative joint disease, or the doctor told me that I have degenerative arthritis. And I ask every one of these patients, are you over 40 years old? And the answer, of course, is yes. And I told them that every single human being over the age of 40 has some degenerative joint disease somewhere, and lots of people under 40 have it as well. I mean, everybody, every one of us.
Exactly. You know, so if, and more likely, you know, when your doctor tells you you have arthritis, the answer is big deal. Everybody does. But how bad is mine? You know, that degenerative arthritis or degenerative joint disease is not really a disease. It's wear and tear in one particular area. So when you have a joint in your body that has unusual stress, it's going to start to wear down, and therefore it's a degenerative joint. You know, ask anybody who played high school sports. Ask them if they have some knee or lower back degeneration. They do, whether they know it or not. And in most cases, it's not a big deal. But with arthritis, your concern is my job. Unstress that joint so it doesn't keep degenerating. Remember we talked about that domino theory a couple weeks ago? If you have a knee joint or low back joint that is misaligned and it's not moving like it wants to, it's going to start degenerating some. But it's an extremely slow process. It takes years for this degeneration to become bad, so you do have time to do something about it.
Ding, ding, ding. That's where your chiropractor comes in. If you have a joint that's misaligned or it's not moving like it should, and it's stressing that joint, that is going to start degenerating. If you fix the stress around the joint, it doesn't keep on degenerating, and it moves better, and it feels better. You just stopped that snowball that was rolling down the hill before it became a full-out avalanche. You can't regenerate a joint, but you can often stop it from getting worse, and you can get it moving better and feeling better.
And that's so true. You know, people hear that word arthritis and they think it's something that's lifelong and disabling, right? Certainly it can be if it gets bad enough, but that's the key. That's what I do at the Neal Clinic every day. We help to remobilize those joints that have become so badly restricted in their range of motion, and we help to realign those joints so that they don't continue to degenerate. It goes back to our discussion again about that row of dominoes. If you don't do something about it, those dominoes are going to keep right on falling. If you do something to restore the alignment and motion in that degenerating joint, it's going to keep on degenerating until we're down to bone on bone.
How many times have you heard that? Bone on bone. that is another of the trash can terms. Because it really rarely is a fact. You may have bad degeneration, and lots of people, even doctors, throw out that bone-on-bone phrase. Even severe arthritis usually improves with chiropractic and some therapy. And that's one thing I really like is the class 4 laser treatment. I do so wish we had had that all of my 37 years of practice, but in fact, that has been a much more recent development. The class 4 laser helps reduce the inflammation in those arthritic joints. So don't give up. Patients so very often think of arthritis or degeneration as a declaration of a lifetime of pain. It's usually not. Yes, it's inflamed, and nobody's going to regenerate a joint that is degenerating, but it doesn't have to be painful if we can correct the movement in the joint. Bad movement in a joint makes it inflamed, makes it wear out. And we touched on it a few weeks ago because we were talking about the etymology of the word. It's not what most people think. The first part, Greek, of course, arthro, Arthro means joint. It's the second part that everybody gets wrong. Itis does not mean pain. Most people think it does. Itis in the word arthritis, Greek for inflammation. So if you got inflammation in a joint, guess what? You got arthritis, which makes it pretty much meaningless garbage can kind of medical term. But you can throw a whole lot of things into those garbage, into that garbage can. It's not very specific. There's a dozen different named arthritides. If some of the knuckles in your hand are swollen and stiff, then you don't need a doctor to tell you this. You've got some arthritis in those joints because it's a joint and it's obviously inflamed, arthritis, inflamed joint. So I'm not going to call it a promotion for chiropractic care, but I did see a study some years ago. Some people, studied people who popped their knuckles. And people who popped their knuckles tended to have less arthritis in their hands. So, what, you know, can we argue that it's restoring motion into the joints?
That was excellent news for me. I am a knuckle popper. I did want to address, Jenna told us we did have one listener text in a question, relatively longer question, kind of touched on some migraines and some muscle spasms. She's been diagnosed with some chronic migraines over the last 20 years, but is also having some neck spasms. And I know we got into some migraine headaches a little bit last week, maybe 2 weeks ago now. But, you know, those muscle spasms in your neck could be triggering some of those headaches that she's having. You know, she said she didn't have a lot of the typical migraine symptoms, the photophobia, the sensitivity to light or sound. You know, she doesn't have those symptoms, and not all migraines do have to have those. But again, with some of that neck spasm, that can cause headaches, severe ones.
And so often people use the term migraine headache when they're just referring to a really, really bad headache. I mean, you know, I'm lying in bed, just eyes closed, counting the seconds, hoping something changes one day soon. You can call that a migraine if you want, but I will tell you what, a bad neck strain headache triggers a headache that is migraine level, but technically it's not a migrainous, true migraine headache.
And I'd be interested to know, again, what the listener had tried. You know, had she tried chiropractic care? I know there's several medications some of our patients have tried for migraines. Has she tried those? You know, I believe she said she had been diagnosed by her medical doctor with those migraines. Again, a lot of information there, but, you know, get a chiropractic opinion. See what your chiropractor can do.
Yeah, definitely get if you have not seen a chiropractor, have them take a look at your neck, because so very often neck problems will trigger some migraine stuff. And just a helpful hint, almost every single migraine medication in the world has a decent dose of caffeine. So if you're not on any of the meds, have an extra cup of coffee. I say it kind of joking, but I'm very serious. You know, Cafergot. I mean, a lot of these medications are just a big dose of caffeine. Just have an extra dose of coffee in the morning and see if that helps it out. But get a chiropractic opinion. That's just, you need to find out if it's a neck issue there for you.
And a lot of patients, when we talked about those migraine headaches and the caffeine, a lot of people came into the clinic that next week and told me that that was really, really amazing, that caffeine, you know, can cause headaches but can also help some others. But let's kind of wrap up a little bit of our talk about arthritis. And again, we will have to finish some of this next week. But the important information for arthritis here is, you know, if you've been told that you have arthritis, don't despair. Right, everybody has some degree of arthritis, and most of those people improve substantially with chiropractic care because we help correct the alignment and movement patterns of those degenerating joints. And that's the key. Don't let your degeneration keep on getting worse and worse. Stop that downward spiral. Stop the dominoes falling.
The downward spiral, it invariably creates the toilet flushing concept. But, but you know, I mean, that's just the reality. If things are going bad and they keep going bad, things ain't going to get better. You got to do something to help it out. We got to go, guys. The Neal Clinic. We are on Creighton Road. I say we. Dr. McMillan and the Neal Clinic are on Creighton Road, right across the street from Walmart. Easy to find. 479-SPINE. Easy to call.